Hello, Red Shirts. Welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. And I want to talk about last night's session of our Stars Without Numbers campaign called A Plague of Angels. We had more of the combat that started the session before. And this is not just pew-pew laser blaster combat, it's spaceship combat. We took turns rolling for all the combatants, because there's over 20 ships involved, and I got to roll for shots taken by our allies and friendly NPC ships versus enemy ships, and I rolled a ridiculous amount of 18s, 19s, and 20s, plus decent damage. So I'll talk about that, but first, I have some call-ins to catch up on. Take it away, callers!
Hi Larry, Goblin Sentryman here. I just listened to your episode on building a card deck on drive-through, which is very interesting because it's something I've sort of been interested in doing for a little while, but wasn't really sure what I needed and what you could do. And I wasn't at the time willing to put some time in to try to figure that out just to figure it out. So if you ever do that YouTube video, that'd be very interesting. I guess one thing I didn't understand from your podcast, and probably if I tried on drive-through it'd become more evident, is did you say you can make a PDF where you put a bunch of images in, which I presume is in like a grid format, and then drive-through will harvest the images off that PDF and make a card deck for you? So I presume there's a slot for a back image and then a slot for, say, 52 other images, that sort of thing. And then, yeah. Okay, well, cheers for that. Bye.
That was Goblin's Henchman. You can catch him on his podcast on Anchor. He also has a blog, A Goblin's Henchman, and a YouTube channel where he's got his hex flower and some Excel spreadsheet usage for running games. Check him out. Well, on the PDF and drive-through, there's two ways that the PDF comes into play. The first is if you upload individual images of whatever graphic format they support, it will then have a PDF available that you can download. To upload a PDF, which is the other way to get a card game in there, you make each page is the size of a card, and one page will be the back. So like the odd page, I think it's the odd pages are the back and the even pages are the fronts. And so you just keep repeating your image for your back. And if you have multiple backs, you could do it that way as well. So it'll be back, front. It's either back, front, or front, back, front, back. And you just alternate each page a different face of a card. And I didn't quite get the format figured out. And then I kind of set things aside of all kinds of things with COVID-19. Because when GaryCon didn't happen, I kind of lost steam because I was really looking forward to getting some heavy playtesting in of the current iteration of my deck, which in a way is kind of good that I didn't get to do that, because I got a deck that I ordered through both GameCrafter and Drive-Thru Cards, and the cards are fine. It's just the icons and images I put on there are a little small. I have cards that I think are usable, but people with older eyes or visual impairments of other natures would have a problem with those cards, and they're not the best looking with the layout. I need to get better at that. So at some point I want to put together a YouTube video and kind of walk through the process, and then share a template of an affinity template of some sort for helping people make their own card game. At some point in the future I'll do that. I'm going to be off work next week, so maybe I'll get some more of that done. Next up, we have Jason Connerly of Nerds RPG Variety Cast. Take it away, Jason.
Hey, Larry. Jason here. Just want to say hi. I know I haven't talked to you for a little while, but sounds like you're doing good. I'm glad your Twitch and your Roll20 tutorial videos are going well on YouTube. That's really awesome. I enjoyed your last couple podcasts about getting back into your old AD&D game. It's really neat. Listen to your recap. Keep up the great work. I'll talk to you soon.
And that was, again, Jason Connerly of Nerds RPG Variety Cast. Thanks for calling in, Jason. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just keeping busy and refocused after kind of taking some time away from things and getting back in the swing of things. Had a great time running my game. Had a great time getting back in the Stars Without Number game. So I'm hoping I'll have more to talk about. I guess people want to hear about live play stories, so I'll tell some stories from that, including tonight. Sit back and relax, and after this next call-in, we'll get to the stories.
Hey, Larry, this is Carl Rodriguez, your Broken Lands GM. I don't have a podcast yet, but Eric Salzwiel and I are working on one, maybe. Congratulations on getting your AD&D game back up and started. It's all kind of cool to dust off some of these old books and put them to use. I've been wanting to do that, to set an adventures in Karator, in the old Oriental Adventure setting, using that book, trying to get it going. I have something on Roll20, but it's not quite developed yet. But I have been successful in getting at least an AD&D clone out to the table, which is Astonishing Swordsmen and Sorcerers of Hyperborea, which is a pretty good game. So, grats. I've been playing in Chicago Wizards AD&D game, and it really brought back some cool nostalgic feelings. So good luck.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for calling in. Carl's a first-time caller, and as he said, he's the DM of the Monday night game I play in, also called Broken Lands, funnily enough, set in the Mystara world setting using the Orcs of Thar. So my character is a hobgoblin. We're having a lot of fun with that. AD&D is a lot of fun. I've done a lot of that. I think we did a little tiny bit of something from Oriental Adventures, not much, back in the day. That'll be cool to get your game going there. And I've played with Chicago Wiz at Gary Con and had a lot of fun. And glad you're enjoying that there. And I look forward to continuing to play in the game, and also interesting to hear about you and Eric and a potential podcast. I'd be curious to see what comes of that. So thanks again for calling in, and now, after a little sponsor break, get to the story. So as I mentioned at the beginning, in the last night's episode or session of our Stars Without Number game, we continued the combat that had started the prior session. The prior session, we happened to win initiative and be first in the turn order, so the things that the ship all the players were on could do happened first, and then we ran out of time. So then we picked up with all the other ships shooting, and it was kind of clusters of, after us were three enemy ships, then there were a few friendly ships, then more enemy ships, and vice versa. And our ship was their main target to try to destroy. And so we were doing all we could to duck and dodge, bob and weave, and the little ships did little pinpricks of damage, and the bigger ships did obviously a lot more damage. But on the ship with the PCs, we had two. My character is the pilot, and the other characters, there's a captain, and then gunners and engineers and so forth. And so the gunners were responsible for handling the guns. And then after it was our turn, there was a lot more ships to go through. So the game master rolled for all the enemy ships, and we rolled for all the ones that were on our side. And there were so many to go, and most ships got more than one shot, so we were all getting to do lots of rolls. And when it got to be my turn, they kept saying, "Oh no, Larry, you roll," because I was seriously, and it was all roll 20 rolls. It wasn't live dice. It was rolls where everybody could see what was happening, and I was getting 18s and 19s and 20s, which were hits. And it's kind of funny. There's an ongoing joke that we have from the days of our Wednesday night AD&D game, that one night you're hot, the next night you're not. And they were wanting me to keep rolling, so I'd use up all my good rolls in roll 20 tonight, so that when it comes time to the game Sunday morning, and when I'm the game master in AD&D, I won't roll well. And what's funny is how often that proves to be the case. because usually it doesn't matter if I'm using dice on roll 20 or dice in real life, my poor monsters don't stand a chance. They might get a couple of good hits in, but then the party just annihilates them. We'll see how that bears out. But I haven't had the time, but I had to go back through the logs of the session and see just how many 20s I rolled, because it was just ridiculous. I've never had that long of a streak of 20s, which if you study statistics, you know that's eventually you're going to get a long run of the same number or similar numbers. And I did miss a few times, but I don't think I rolled a single one other than for damage. And my damage was mostly medium or heavy damage on the rolls I did for that. Now, I wasn't the only one that was rolling, but there was a lot of commentary about that. And the game master, he was rolling pretty good as well. And he said, yeah, his elven fighter with the longbow is not going to be able to hit anything either come Sunday, because he's a player in my Sunday game. And it's an ongoing joke of how poorly this elven longbowman shoots. So we'll see how well that bears up on Sunday. I had never been in a space combat with Stars Without Number. I've run Stars Without Number one time at GaryCon a couple years ago, but it was all a ground-based scenario. This was the first time I'd ever been in a game that had space combat. And it's abstracted, so it's not as complex as others. You have so many weapons, and there's command points that determine how many things your ship can do. And based on how many command points and how many weapons you have, determines on how many shots you get and so forth. It's abstracted a little bit. Ships have armor class and hit points, and ship armor class and ship hit points are a little bit different than for characters, but it is abstracted to be fairly similar to the base combat in, because Stars Without Number is based on the core of what would be considered original D&D or basic D&D, Swords and Wizardry. Another science fiction Swords and Wizardry clone is White Star, and I like what he did with that, is he abstracted vehicle combat, no matter if it's a ground vehicle or a space vehicle, to use the same combat system as regular combat. Why do you need a whole different system when you've got one that already works? And I have run some combat, well, minimal space combat at a convention with White Star, and since it's based on the standard combat, it runs pretty smooth. But I'll link both of those in the show notes, as well as I'll link the other, the Orcs of Thar and so forth that was mentioned, for which Carl's the game master. So I'd be interested, have you had a game where you have had a long series of roles by the same player, whether it's a player character or the game master, that were all really good roles or all really bad roles? I had my character Griswold, the namesake of Follow Me and Die. He had a reputation of not being able to hit in combat as a fighter. And I remember one time Randall, who plays Margus Fighter Dwarf, said, "What? You hit something?" When I hit something the first try, but I was finally a high enough level that the odds were I was probably going to hit instead of miss. And then my brother, Robert, the game master of our usual AD&D games, has this tradition of, "Give me your 20s. I want to roll all the 20s out of them." And he'd roll them until all the 20s quit showing up. And the psychological impact of that was funny. But if you've got fair and balanced dice, it's not going to matter how many times you roll a 20, because the odds don't change. But the psychological impact on people of how he would manage to roll really high when he's rolling is pretty funny. So what other stories do you all have about long runs of super successes or super misses or total mediocrity? Call in and share. Until next time, game on. Follow Me and Die is an old-school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.